Grace and peace to you. Thank you for tuning into the movement. This show will push you to your destiny, to your purpose, where we hope to change mindsets by totally being real and raw. I'm your host, Cedric Griffin. Let's go. Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the movement. Let's go. This is a show where the early bird catches the worm, 7:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. And today I have in here some very special guests of mine again, my sons, Mr. Chandler Griffin.
Grace and peace.
Mr. Julian Griffin.
Grace and peace to you all.
And Mr. Giovanni Griffin.
Grace and peace.
Yes, my son Chandler is 22. Julian is 20, and Giovanni is 16. And today we're going to talk about, so what you fail, try again. So what you fail, try again. You know, too often, we as people, we view failure as a death sentence, where failing is not a death sentence. Failure is simply a means to try again, but this time, try more intelligently. You're not a failure, and you need to quit telling yourself that you could have avoided failing, because no successful person ever avoids the pain and hopes for the gains. Think about that. Failure is not the opposite of success. It's part of success, Arianna Huffington stated. Failure is not the opposite of success. It's part of success. I don't know anyone, ladies and gentlemen, who have succeeded in anything without failing. But too often what we do, we allow people in our inner space, in our inner circle, to tell us or to constantly remind us of things that we did and it didn't pan out. I don't care what it is. I consistently tell people that if you have people in your inner circle who's consistently reminding you of your past failings, run from them, ladies and gentlemen. Failure is not a death sentence. And I want to remind you on this Saturday morning of that. I challenge you to pause for a moment. Think about the things that you want to do. Think about the things that you want to accomplish. Typically, failing is the reason why we're afraid to go to the next level. And so one of the things that I want to, that we're going to discuss today is, so what, you failed? Try again. You know, what is failure to you, Chandler?
Failure is just a part of the process. You know, I feel like, I honestly feel like you don't fail until you quit. Failure is a decision, you know. To get to where you want to go, you have to overcome adversity, and that's just inevitable. There's the thing that makes people great is not what they do, but it's how they react to failures. Somebody like a Tom Brady, they may have a terrible game, but he's not going to keep looking at that terrible game he just had. He's focused on how can he improve, what did he do wrong, and fixing those things, you know. That's what makes a great person great. It's not they don't fail, but they don't hold on to failure. They look at, they don't lose, they take it as a lesson.
Awesome. Yes. And you know, and this is something that's so important for me. You know, it's one of the things that, you know, I take great pride in, that my kids who are still young, but they understand, so what, you fail? Try again. Because I could tell you, the people who aren't failing, they aren't going to the next level. They aren't fulfilling their dreams, their goals, their desires. And so it's so important to realize failure is not a death sentence. What is failure to you, Julian?
So to me, failure is like, it's not the end. Failure is just the stepping stone to success. So therefore, to me, like failure, like you said, failure is the opposite, is not the opposite of success. It's a part of it. Like, we all need it. If you're not failing, you're not trying.
If you're not failing, you're not trying. That's so true. You know, one of the things that, you know, I consistently say that if I had a vanity license plate, on that license plate would simply be quit not. Quit not. It doesn't matter how many times I've failed. It doesn't matter any times that I've had temporary defeats. Doesn't matter how many times I had temporary setbacks, temporary disappointments. You do not fail until you quit. My 16-year-old son, Giovanni, what is failure to you, son?
Failure to me is like a teacher. If you don't fail, you're not learning anything throughout life, et cetera, et cetera. You have to fail in life in order to succeed and stuff like that, yeah.
That's good.
And so the thing about it is, and I just want you to know, that even from a little 16-year-old, he says failure is a teacher. It's a teacher. You know, this show, by the way, is very authentic. They knew probably 30 minutes ago that they were going to be a guest on this show. So I had no idea what my little 16-year-old son was going to say, but he said something. Failure is a teacher. Is a teacher. Now, one of the things that I often say that when we learn from other people, it's less expensive. But when we learn from ourselves, it usually costs more. And sure, I've had some expensive failures. But they were teachers. I'm so excited about where I'm going right now, simply based on failures. So what, you fail? Try again. You know, one of the things that when I think about Abraham Lincoln, he failed in business in 1831. He suffered a nervous breakdown in 1836. He was defeated in his run for president in 1856. Abraham Lincoln was no stranger to rejection and failure. But rather than taking these signs as a motivation for surrender, he refused to stop trying his best. In this great man's word, he said, "My great concern is not whether you have failed, but whether you are content with your failure." By the way, Lincoln was elected in 1861 as the 16th president of the United States of America. The amount of rejection that he received was not his defining factor. He made success within his reach. But what if he would have quit based on that 1831 business that failed?
He made it far.
He wouldn't have made it far. What if he would have listened to people in his inner circle? What if he would have listened to his family? What if he would have listened to his kids? What if he listened to his spouse? What if he listened to his enemies?
We wouldn't be talking about him today.
Reminding him, how are you going to be the president of the United States when your business failed? How are you going to be the president of the United States when you had a nervous breakdown in 1836? How are you going to be the president when you was defeated of president in 1856? At some point, you would have thought that he would have had in his mind that, you know what, maybe I should just call it quit. But thank God, he had the mindset, so what, he failed. He tried again. And thus in 1861, we will talk about Abraham Lincoln forever, because he was the president of the United States. You know, one of the greatest companies that I have seen, and I think most people have seen, and that's Apple. We know about the late Steve Jobs, who started Apple with two men in a garage. But here's the thing about Steve Jobs that amazed me. When you read about Steve Jobs, you realize that he was fired from the company that he began. He was fired from Apple. Mm-hmm. But the dismissal, it didn't make him lose passion. He wasn't disappointed. That he didn't look at it as a failure. Soon he was back in his job as the CEO of Apple. And this is what he said in 2005. He said, I didn't see it then, but it turned out that getting fired from Apple was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. So you lost your job? Keep kicking. And you could be just like Steve Jobs was. Use failure as motivation. Use failure as inspiration. You know, so what? You failed. I remember when I put my boys in football, when we initially was in football. And we was on a team that was historically known. We lost pretty much every game. We lost every game. But here's the reason why I was so ecstatic about this park. Came Monday, after getting defeated Saturday, I love the energy of the coaches. You was thinking that we was playing for a championship. We prepared as if we were the best team around. And fast forward years later, now, the team is very good. But why? It's based on just consistency and persistency. They didn't let those fail moments dictate it that, oh, here comes this team. And boy, did we fail. But it was very inspiring to me. I wanted my boys experiencing that, hey, just because we're losing today, doesn't mean we're going to lose tomorrow. I truly believe that God's tomorrow is brighter than man's today.
100%. I truly feel as if it's two ways you can take life. You can either let your failures define you, or you can let the things you succeed in define you. Michael Jordan missed over half as many shots as he took, but you don't remember that. That's not the things that people remember. People remember your success. They remember the things that you do, the shots that you do make. And that, I feel like that's one thing that everybody should definitely take more account of, is the things that they do progress in and improve in. Just learn from those things, those missed shots. You know, don't focus so much on what you don't have. Focus on what you do have. The glass may be half empty, but it's also half full.
Awesome.
Wow.
The glass might be
half empty,
but it's also half full. It's mindset, the way that we look at things. So what, you failed, ladies and gentlemen? Try again. You know, I usually am a person, I get excited when I meet someone. It's people that I know personally who's probably been married 3 or 4 times. And I often get excited because to me, the way that I look at it is saying that, hey, it didn't work one time. Try it again. It didn't work the second time. Try it again. It didn't work the third time. Try it again. Who says because you failed in marriage the first time, you can't get married again?
Yourself. So.
Who says that this business failed? I can remember years ago, one of the guys that I so admired business-wise. And I remember when I was just looking up his Bing, and I saw that this guy had a lot of failures, and it excited me because all he needed was one win. So often, and so that's my mindset. I do a lot of different things. Everything that I do don't succeed. But the key is, so what, you fail? Try again.
See, me, I fear regret more than failure. Failure will never, and I mean never, overtake me if my determination for success is strong enough. So if you have the mindset to be strong, you can't lose. It's just a learning lesson. So the difference between success and failure is belief. See your potential rather than your limitations. You have to start believing that new levels are coming. Start talking life as if it's going to happen. Failure is delay, not defeat. It is a temporary detour, not a dead end. Failure is something we can avoid only by saying nothing, doing nothing, and being nothing.
Awesome. Very good. If you fail, never give up. Because F-A-I-L means first attempt in learning. First attempt in learning. You have to come back the second time having the mindset to achieve even more. Do it more intelligent. Use more wisdom this time.
That's where wisdom comes from.
That's where wisdom comes from.
Correct.
As my 16-year-old son said, failure is a teacher. Is a teacher. You know, everybody heard of Walt Disney. Walt Disney. Most people have been to Orlando, but everybody have heard of Walt Disney, the guy who created Mickey Mouse. Now, one of the things about Walt Disney, he dropped out of school at a young age in a failed attempt at joining the army. He didn't even join the army. But one of his earliest venture was something called Laugh-O-Gram Studios. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? He went bankrupt due to his lack of ability to run a successful business. He also was fired from a Missouri newspaper who said he was not being creative enough. Mm-hmm. But yet today, we're still celebrating Walt Disney Daily, right? You know, think about it. From Snow White to Frozen, Disney will continue to entertain generations to come. But think about it. Think about if he would have failed based on Laugh-O-Gram bankruptcy. Think about if he would have failed from being fired from the Missouri newspaper from saying he wasn't creative enough. So what, you fail, ladies and gentlemen? Try again. You know, I want to ask you to read this book. And the book that I want you to read is called Failing Forward by John C. Maxwell. So the book of this week is called Failing Forward. Forward by John C. Maxwell. I think you're going to so appreciate this book. It's called Failing, that's F-A-I-L-I-N-G, Forward, F-O-R-W-A-R-D, by John Maxwell. This book is going to bless you. It's going to bless you. You know, it's gonna talk about, is the past holding your life hostage? Think about that. Is the past holding your life hostage? Most people are afraid of failing based on things that occurred in the past. So what? I get excited when I meet someone who embraced their failures because I know where they're going. So what, you failed? Try again. You know, you have to, in this book, Failing Forward, is going to talk about who is this person making these mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. I don't care who it is. Whether or not it's the president of the United States, the new president of the United States in 2021, the 44th president, the 45th president, everybody is going to make mistakes. In this book, it's going to remind you to get over yourself. Everyone else has. You know, you're bigger than where you are. Most people who can't overcome failures, guess what? They got to get over themselves. So what, you fail? Try again. Try again. And I want you to remember this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure most of you all have heard of Stephen King. Stephen King, who writes a lot of, scary stuff, I should say. But Stephen King, he had an addiction to drugs and alcohol. He was very unhappy. Very unhappy. But he could have did what a lot of people do and live for the rest of his life in this lane. But he had to say, you know what? I'm going to overcome these temporary failures. I'm going to go to the next level. And I want to challenge you today. I want to challenge you today to write down these things that you failed on. Write these things that are keeping your past, that where you can't move on to your future because you're still holding on to your past. I want you to write down these things that you need to overcome and start speaking life into these failures. So what, I failed? This is where I'm trying to go. And the one thing I'm going to challenge you on, that in your inner circle, in your inner space, if they're not pushing you to succeed, if they're not pushing you to say, hey, you could do this, I like to tell people this. My inner world is created that if I say, I believe I could fly, they're saying, do you need help putting on the wings? It's so important. You want to make sure your inner circle is saying, you can do this. Why haven't you done this? I don't care who it is. I don't care who it is. If they're not supporting you, run. But you should also reciprocate that same support to your inner circle. The world is negative enough. The world is negative enough. We need people in our inner circle who's saying, hey, do you need help putting on your wings? Do you need help? What can I help you do? The world is so full of people who are pregnant with potential. How can we help deliver what's inside of you? And a lot of it starts with, so what? You failed. Let's move on. And remember, the book of this week, the book of this week is Failing Forward by John Maxwell.
Now, I'd like to say, in life, you'll run into a lot of disappointments, failures, setbacks, defeats. But in the process, you'll discover some things about yourself that you never knew. You will realize that you are greater than your circumstances. I would like to share this quote from Les Brown that stuck on me and will I will forever live by. If you fall, fall on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up.
Can you say that one more time, son?
Quoted by Les Brown. If you fall, fall on your back, because if you look up, you can get up.
Amen. Amen. The bigger the failure, the greater the lesson. Losers quit when they fail.
Correct.
Winners fail until they succeed.
Mm.
Each mistake teaches you something new about yourself. There is no failure. Remember, accept and no longer trying. It is the courage to continue that counts. Michael Jordan once said, I can accept failure. Everyone fails at something, but I can't accept not trying. You learn more from failure than you're from success. Don't let it stop you. Failure builds character. Your dream doesn't have an expiration date. Take a deep breath and try again.
Mm.
Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Failure is only the opportunity to begin again more intelligently. Mm. Henry Ford. Whenever I'm going to the next stage in life, I make it my business to fail forward, fail harder, and keep failing until I win. So what, you fail? Try again. If you fail, never give up. Because F-A-I-L means first attempt in learning. And I want to challenge you on the day. I want to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, so what you fail? So what you fail? When I think of baseball, I think about people who are Hall of Famers. Most of these people have struck out over 67% of the time. Most of the people in Hall of Fames have .333 of a batting average. That means that they failed almost 7 out of times. They struck out. But they're Hall of Famers. So what, you fail? Try again. We want to thank on this show our sponsors, Premier Coast Realty and Real Estate Cake. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you're also right. Grace and peace to you. We hope to see you next Saturday at 7:30 a.m. on The Movement. Let's go. Thank you for tuning into The Movement. We hope we have inspired you to go and pursue destiny and purpose. Our sponsors are Real Estate Cake and Premier Coast Realty. To submit questions or comments, please email us at themovementgo@gmail.com. That's themovementgo@gmail.com. We look forward to seeing you next Saturday at 7:30 a.m. Grace and peace to you.